Blog Talk Radio.
We have done it.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again on this 9th day of January 2014. We're all ready to go, and on that note, I'm going to hand you over to the man himself, Drake.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Good.
I don't know if anybody's been watching, paying attention, thinking about what's going on and what has been transpiring, but our country's got problems. Most of it is legislative. Most of it are the two commas, as it's noted in some areas, the two comma kids. One comma, two comma, millionaires. We got a population of millionaires. The haves. Representing the have-nots. I'm not so sure that would work too well when you get that privilege going and get them silver spoons rattling. And how nasty is it? Well, public opinion polls, and there are several of them. I'm going to only give you one. No confidence the government will or can do anything that solves problems or that is constructive. 42%. Nearest one's 22. Those are the ones that believe that they can. You got things that just refuse to quit. People are finally holding on. And I don't know if anybody's ever seen a snapping turtle take hold of a stick. You can hang that turtle between two branches of a tree, and it won't let go. It'll kill itself. It'll be dead in the morning. Neck be stretched out like a long rubber band, maybe all the way to the ground. But that sucker won't let go. I've seen a lot of things transpire around me over the years, and one of the things I noticed was that you can trust Mother Nature. She sometimes ain't nice, like the deep freeze we just went through, but I look at it this way. That's Mother Nature. And by Mother Nature, I mean things that are not exactly within our, quote, control, unquote. Nobody's going to want it to be 20, 30 below zero. Unless, of course, they live in places like that. I'm sure the Eskimos, Inuit, probably enjoy that. I don't particularly enjoy that. Now, the other day, about 1:30 in the morning, a.m., the power went out. I thought, well, that's cool. I'll go out and start the generator. Guess what else was froze up? By that froze up, I don't mean froze up solid. I mean so thick that I could jump up and down all day long cranking it. It wouldn't do nothing. Sit there and blink its eyes at me like, what are you messing with me for? Which happened. So you spend the night hoping that the house don't cool off too quick and water pipes bust and all this other happy fun and games. And I had to go get a generator. Ha. Got one that's a little different. It starts in the nastiest of weather. It's electric start. Exchanged it for the other one. So we had heat and power to an extent over the day or so that lasted. I'd say 2 days, give or take. But notice, your tire don't go flat unless it's raining. You don't have trouble like I did unless it's below zero and blowing. You don't find out you're unzipped until you're up in front of a whole bunch of people trying to talk to them and they're giggling and pointing at you. All those little fun things of life that, you know, you can't really blame it on anybody. I mean, I had one pair of pants that I was sure was possessed. I zipped that sucker up. 2 seconds later, it's unzipped. I said, wait a minute, something ain't right here. So I tied it up. I could feel it tugging. Honest to goodness, I could feel the zipper trying to unzip. Apparently, I did get rid of them pants, by the way. I can't go around, and especially weather like this, having anything exposed. Speaking of exposure, it's gotten pretty nasty in terms of exposure. I don't know if you noticed, but everybody's trying to change their tune. Hey, let's change the subject. How about the poor people? We'll take care of them this time. Yeah, right, like you have been. How have you been doing that? Destroying any kind of social safety net that was in place that didn't cost you nothing much? Oh, you mean you don't like hearing this? Good. I hope it wrinkles your starch. I'd like to give our government a wedgie. It deserves it. So what do we got? Well, Benghazi, here we go again. Yeah, I know, old tunes. It just keeps coming back to life. It don't seem to want to go away. And people are looking at it now critically. And I'm talking about generally average people that got enough time, they can get on the Internet and look around and find things out and figure out what's what. And at this point, and this is not just one singular poll, this is an average of several, 52% says that the government lied. Ooh, does that sound like 9/11? They lied. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. Then another resurrection from the dead. The IRS come up again. Oh, man, oh, what's these things? Can you remember that game, Bop-a-Mole, where you got the club and the little head pops up? What happens if you get 100% hit each and every last mole? Can you imagine what it feels like to be a government employee right now? Think about this and look at how many people are ducking and running. How many people are retiring? Oh, I ain't going to run. Or wait a minute. You ain't get your 30 years in. I don't give a mm-mm. You ain't getting my goodies caught in that mixer. Mm-mm. No way. And extra qualifications for select groups. What this means is that the qualifications and questions can continue into infinity. What's that do? That holds back your process of becoming a 501c3 or political action coalition or whatever in order to try to maybe help us. And those were the groups targeted, by the way. Tea Party is one of them. I don't agree. I want to make this clear. I don't agree with everything the Tea Party does. But I know Jenny Beth Martin, I believe it is. Anyway, talked to her years back quite considerably. I used to end all my emails and a lot of my statements that we need another Tea Party. Another one of my favorites that I've posted here and there needs to wash our flag, our flag. Why? God's politics on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our constitution upon which this country is founded is nothing more than toilet paper. That's been stated several times by several politicians. We got things like Fukushima. Ooh, that keeps going around and around and around. And oh, my goodness. Now, I have been around the block twice, at least. We got long blocks out here in the woods, by the way. The interesting part of all of that is that you got to remember, there are disinformation agents out there that will screw something up and make it sound so valid it's unbelievable. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, and you may not, everybody out there may not like this, and there's going to be some that are going to jump up and down and scream when I say it, but I got tired of all horse manure, so I decided to check. I happen to know Ben Fulford, so I sent the man a message and asked him if he could tell me something about that. And he said, of course. And this is going to screw some people up. I asked for an independent to take readings of the radiation over there. I keep hearing this, but I don't see any results. And by results, I know what radiation poisoning looks like. I was involved in nuclear national defense, and that's part of the training. So if anybody wants to know, there you go. Read the archive. I talked to Ben Fulford, and it's posted. Posted on the website and went out on the blog. Posted in Facebook, too. Ben says, zero. He gives the equipment used. He gives a couple of examples. 200 kilometers ain't that far. The equipment he's using should have registered something, if there was something there, other than background radiation, which is normal. You're going to have that. He got squat, nothing, zero, zilch, negative. There's a one place, and I was privy to a conversation where some people don't believe people, and who's telling the truth, who's lying. So if you got some kind of way to read radiation, pack that mojammer down and find a place that produces, say, fresh produce, as the example he gave, from 80 kilometers. That's close. That is definitely close enough to cause any kind of anything of that nature to show up. He scanned that. He scanned the produce, and there ain't squat, nothing. Background radiation only, and in some cases, lesser amounts than there should have been for background. Why? Well, people don't know this, but I'm going to elucidate just a bit. Certain fresh produce insulates you from almost every kind of radiation known to man. Think about that very closely. In other words, I'm not advocating that you line your whole house with tomatoes or something, but you get the idea. Zero. Get that going. Zero. Now, I understand that there are certain kinds of radiation that are harder and difficult to read. The older instruments won't detect them at all. The only thing they can get is like strontium 90 or something, U-234 or something of that nature. It's the only thing they'll pick up. They can't pick up the more modern, more up-to-date, more insidious types. Yet you have read extensive reports. The seafloor is full of dead things. Well, if that many critters has died, I'm going to tell you a little secret. The fishing goes in the toilet almost immediately because the fish leave. Why? Because they can't stand the toxins released by the rotting critters. Real simple. It's not difficult. They throw a dead animal in a fish bowl and the fish die. Guaranteed. Works every time. Might take a little time to do so. Well, we've had plenty enough time, and I'll tell you right now, fishing's not that bad. This means that, no, it ain't radioactive. Ooh, who's been lying? Where are these disinformation agents coming from? What kind of contacts do these people who are reporting this really have? Are they somebody that lives there? Uh-huh. Well, Benjamin Fulford lives there, in case people don't know this. I would hope that he'd come out on his blog and blast them, but he ain't going after nobody. He don't normally do that other than politicians, which I agree with. I don't often ask Ben about anything. He don't often ask me about stuff. We're both rather busy. Consequently, we haven't had a long discussion. We probably will have after this gets done. So I posted that, and I hope everybody likes chewing on it. It's pretty much raw meat. It's pretty much out there. You want to take issue with somebody, don't talk to me or any of the people that deal with the show or the blogs or any of that stuff. Talk to Benjamin Fulford. Ask him where he gets off saying, lying like that. Yeah, right. See where that gets you. You ain't going to get too far, I guarantee you. Now, subject number two, and this is going to be a long discussion. The K-Team. That's Neil Keenan's team, me and some others. We put together things. I do research as well as other things. I make sure things get posted. People seem to like to read about what's going on. And this time the Fed is the target. According to the posting and stuff that I've run across before, the Fed was charged in 1932 with being a crook, quite literally, extensively. Now, everybody's been wondering about what's going on. Well, everybody should know that the Fed's charter has expired. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that it reverts back to its original format. Its original format was that we had what were called treasury banks. This is something a lot of people ain't aware of, but they was there. Didn't last long because the Fed come in and said, oh, no, you don't. Why? Because we let them. Who owns it? Rothschild. Is it part of the Fed? No. It's a private organization, private corporation. Just like the IRS is a private corporation and has no more right to play games with somebody than a greeter at Walmart. They should smile and wave and say, hi, you know, glad to see you, and leave it alone. However, they think they're all this and all that, and they ain't. And here's the fun. Fed is an invalid crook is the premise and basis of the article. It's a little bit of a long read, and it's worth reading. You take your time, go through it, and I validate this because this comes not from me, not from somebody looking in the archives or somebody on the Internet making up stuff. It comes from the Congressional Record. Somebody wants to look and see, it's there. Oops. You want validation? Stick that one in your ear. Now, the charter expired, and the Fed is a part of the Treasury. So, what does that mean? That means that the politicians who could have, should have, and by all means, according to the cabal, the bad guys, should have had some kind of secret vote and said, ooh, we got to keep this running. If we don't keep this running, we get our screwed. Well, guess what? There was no secret renewal. Yeah. Where does that put everybody? Okay. What we're playing, the K-Team, is a game of chess. It involves each and every last individual on the face of the planet. And it goes to the general well-being of each and every last individual on the planet. It don't matter where you're from, what language you speak, how you believe, whether it's Allah, Jesus Christ, or whatever. It makes no difference. The general well-being means that you have equal protections in terms of the unalienable rights that the Creator, and people call it God, we pick some arbitrary names. I'll refer to it as the Creator, gave to each individual on this planet certain unalienable rights, period. The last discourse I got from an entity that could verify this is known as Source. Only a couple of times have I had bothered the Creator. This is our Creator. This is God Almighty. This is the boss of Allah. I mean, you don't go no higher than this. Everything that is was made and done by this entity. It stated that each individual, in whatever condition they may be, should be, all they could be, in whatever form they found themselves under whatever conditions. Meaning that, you remember the old Army tune, be all you can be in the Army? Well, we are trying to formulate several things. One of those is an army. People that are interested in freedom, with which comes a great deal of responsibility. You have to be to your ultimate. You have to exist to your ultimate capacity and capability for the benefit of all. That's it right there. On this hangs all the law and the prophets. You heard this before. The principles are written in all kinds of religious documents, books, texts. That was a quote from the Bible, supposedly stated by Jesus Christ. Now, you got to remember something. First of all, who wrote it, okay? And did they mess with it? Well, and this applies blanket to all of them. If at any point you find a contradiction, it ain't the word of God. It's not from the Creator. It's from another source. Ooh, yeah, nasty. Took me years to get over that one when I found it. It really, really hit me down deep where I live. It really bugged me. It really made me think, well, now what am I supposed to do? Where do I find something to follow along with? Well, I was told by an old man who did a lot of biblical research. He knew the Quran well enough to quote it at somebody that wanted to quote it at him, telling him he was an infidel and all this happy stuff, which I'll get to in a minute. And I wanted to know how I could find what is real, what ain't, how I could tell the difference in terms of a simple old King James Authorized or Revised Version, don't matter which, but I recommend King James. The Cambridge edition is nice because it's got a nice wide margin and you can make notes. You take the old English thou shalts and all this, and you can translate it a little bit into more commonly used English so you people that understand it, and you get the gist of it real quick instead of having to try to translate old English. You got to remember, it's an Eastern book. Ooh, yep, an Eastern book. I'm going to tell you a secret, and this is really, really a mind blower when you go look at it. Each and every last individual who's done any religious study knows for an absolute fact that it's always God first. If you'll note, Genesis 1:1, in every Bible in the West, it says, in the beginning. Oops. Supposed to be God in the beginning. Oops. You begin to see somebody screwed with it. Was it the publisher? Was it somebody from a belief system who said, oh, no, you write it down just like this? You don't change one jot or tittle. What's a jot and what's a tittle? Go look it up. You'll be surprised. That's dots and crossing the T's and putting the periods in. The original book didn't have any paragraphs, didn't have any chapters. It had a report with whomever's name at the top of it. These are the original scrolls. I did some checking. I worked with some of the people who are still over translating the Dead Sea Scrolls. You want to get into a little bit of my background? Yeah. You think old languages are fun? Latin is simplistic compared to what's written on some of those scrolls. And the reason I say this is that in certain areas, things are given as a light, as a signpost, as a marker, as something to take notice of. One of the manners in which this is done is a very little used formulation of a specific word used only once. And there's several of them in the Bible. You want to hunt? You want something to really go see about? Start looking it up. You're going to be surprised, but this old man told me, he says, it's simple, it's easy, it's not difficult. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Jesus Christ says he's your cool big brother who's looking out for you up in the sky. I said, yeah, that makes sense. That's the way I've always been taught to believe. He said, well, that's right. I said, well, cool, I got something right. Then we bump along a little bit further. I said, but still, you know, and I'm aware of this, but if somebody just arbitrarily writes something down and then somebody decides to correct it to whatever they think it should be, how do I know what the truth is? He said, well, it's really easy. I said, what? Please. It's called principle. Principles in action. Principles applied. Always yield results. Always. They never fail. Why? Because they are written into what is known as the cosmic law, how it all really works. Some of the books that are not included in the Bible stipulate this. There is conversations between Jesus Christ and disciples and others that state that. Ooh, yeah. Why were they not included? Why were books left out? Why is information being hidden? Have you looked at the government? Why are they hiding? Well, they don't want you to know. Why? Well, because you probably hang all of them. And they don't think that's a cool idea, so they keep it hidden from you. FISA court, make secret decisions about what's going to be, how it's going to be, and that you're telling all of us, thou shalt. Well, dude, unless you can walk on water, I ain't going to listen to that thou shalt stuff. Had enough of that. We got the cold clammies of the IRS going down our pants. We got abominations of, and this is going to get you, religious sacrifices known as Benghazi. And I've told people what happened in Benghazi. The people who were doing what was being done over there wanted a little more than what they were supposed to be getting, and they decided, well, don't need them anymore. Pull that security off of there. Get it down to 3 people or something when you ought to have 40. then tell Al-Qaeda, oh, yeah, and we pay Al-Qaeda regularly. We're in touch on an intimate basis. We probably got their bank account numbers from what I hear. You can't get through the Khyber Pass without permission. And who does that particular warlord answer to? His affiliates. Who's his affiliates? Al-Qaeda. He don't like that very much. He got pissed last time I said that. But I'm saying it again just to wrinkle starch and give people wedgies who deserve it. So where's that leave us? Who? That means we're working in conjunction with each and every last evil thing that you can think of on this planet. Why don't they want you to have guns? They're afraid you'll shoot their buddies to crooks. Where do you think the excess money goes? They don't get to keep it. They have to, each one of the bosses at whatever level pays a little forward, pays a little up. mercy. Best government money can buy? Yeah, for real. I've been sitting on a whole lot of things. This stuff from the K-Team, this report. As I said, I knew about this a long time ago, and we're about to get to the nitty-gritty. Here's how it works in simple terms. Let's see there. I've got to find my eyes so I can see the friggin' computer. Where are we at here? There we go. okay, here we go. What I like is that we have had, for a while now, a blog. The website is AmericanNationalMilitia.com. The reason I suggest people go there is because most of the stuff I talk about is posted. Most of the things that you suspicion are confirmed. Now, I don't post just the usual rumor, fear porn, and other stuff. I'm tired of being played with, and I imagine everybody else is too. We want to get something that works. This is why it's important that, along with that study, you know, I quoted 2 of these little studies. One's 42%. They don't believe the government will do anything. And Benghazi was a lie. 52%. Well, here's another one for you. And this is a nice little offshoot, but you need to hear it. Right now, the independents are winning. The two-party system is dying. The Democrats have caused their own problems. So have the Republicans. This tussle back and forth, fun and games, horse hockey is a script. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. The owner of the 2 corporations, Republican National and Democrat National, are owned by George Soros, the bagman for Bush and the Bush cartel. You think he don't do what he's told? You don't think that he tells these people what to say? Oh, why don't you try a little of this, a little of that? We'll have them all jumping up and down. Nobody will know what's going on, and we'll get them while they're not watching. Yeah, it's called distraction. Congress could immediately cleanse a majority of the government. Why don't they do that? Well, maybe because they're involved up their eyeballs in the crap that's going around. Think about treading water in an outhouse pit that's full, and that's where you got. They are in deep doo-doo. Why are they there? Well, they decided that it would be cool to be able to see what they could get. I take everything you got, what you got, what you want me to do. Well, this goes to the responsibility of office. Yeah, that's right, the oath of office. In some areas, the oath of office is nothing more than a traffic ticket. If you violate it, pay a couple hundred bucks and you're free. Well, in these cases, You're talking about treasonous level problems. And that puts it into the federal area of problems. This means that depending on what you've done, finding you guilty of treason in terms of a treasonous act and violation of your oath of office can also carry the death penalty. Executions may be in order for a lot of people. Now, just over the past few days, I have posted a load of different things. I want to thank Dean for doing the dirty work. But you've got a lot of problems. And 9/11 fraud case accuses retired New York police and firemen of fraud. Ooh. Then you got to adjust the numbers of statistics used to promote an agenda. No number is immune. So where does that leave us? Simply, those who do follow financials have heard that this so-called recession is worse than the Great Depression are right. Problem is, technicalities don't support that. What technicalities? Well, that means that if you don't have a certain amount of that means your official numbers are BS. That's right, horse hockey, road apples, crap. Why do I say that? Well, they say 7%. I'm going to tell you 12.5% minimum. And that's being generous on the numbers side. Unemployed, extremely long-term unemployed, runs somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 to 20%. That's the Great Depression level. It was 25 and 30%. Now let me ask you another question. What do you think causes the stock market to go up when there is no business to support the increase in valuation of any of the particular products that are represented, or companies that are represented by the stock market? Now think about that real close. You don't got the business. Obamacare is making you cut back almost all your full-time people to part-time people. A lot of businesses are quitting because of Obamacare, among other things. Why is that number stuck at 7? It's called adjusted numbers. They say seasonally adjusted. Oh, we're putting out this many jobs a month. 280,000. That was the last number I heard. Take 280,000 and how does that fit into 300 million? It don't fit too well. That means you get one job opening. It's half decent. And you get 500 to 1,000, 1,500 people applying for that job. Why do the numbers not reflect that? Then you got Robert Gates. And I know the man in some ways that he probably is not aware of. And the things he put out in his book are right on. That's why everybody's going nuts trying to tell everybody it's horse hockey. Oh, that don't exist. That ain't right. Well, Robert Gates, I posted this. Robert Gates got only one thing wrong. Hillary Clinton is not the things he says she is. Far from it. But Robert Gates does tell the truth about most of the rest of it all. Too bad he didn't really tell the whole truth. Now, that post today from the K team, that the Fed's a crook and that they've been charged. In, all the way back in 1932, they was charged with this. Come on, people. We got any constitutional lawyers out there that got a couple of things that they might want to do pro bono? How about we support that person if they decide to take up the gauntlet? How about we shoot an arrow right to the heart of the situation and go after it? Yeah, that's right. I'm promoting that. I would definitely agree with that. There'd be a bunch of people go, yes. And, I mean, you know, it might only be a dollar. It might be $5. Some people can put in thousands. It don't matter, but we can support that turkey. We can get them off the ground and flapping. I don't know if you've ever seen a duck get caught in the mud, but it's kind of comical. But it do flap its way out of there. Then it go over to the water and wash off. Takes it a while, but it gets functional. And then it goes right down to where it's, right to where it's supposed to be. I got a thing that I titled "One Party Versus Another." I say both parties have dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. Republican National Committee starts negative ads. Well, yeah, anybody can do that. No justice. None of the crooked bankers go to jail. Why not? Finance. That's from Yahoo. J.P. Morgan settles Madoff fraud claims. Okay, I found out the other day that some of the fines that certain entities are paying are being given to the trustees for the class action suits brought against the financial entities that screwed them. Yeah, some of these fine money is going back to the people that should have got it back in the first place. And then we got some other things. Oh, boy. How about have some problems with Rodman's reentry? Yeah, that's right. Mr. Basketball Funny Looker, he seems to love North Korea more than us. Extend his stay by losing his ability to reenter. Get his paperwork tied up in the humongous pile of red tape that suffocates Washington, D.C. on a regular basis. Wants to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Well, why in the hell did you say it? Why is it that you've got things going on right now where, oh, we can't be mean to minorities in school because that sends them right to jail eventually? My question is, what about all the other ones? I mean, is anybody out there sick and tired yet? I know I am, dragging this out and fumbling along has really gotten down to the point where it's bothering me badly. I can give you inside intel, but I've been asked not to really do a whole lot of that. I'm going to do some anyway, whether they're not, whether or not somebody likes it. How about this one? How about this educational system? How about if the kids are in such poor physical shape, and you heard this on the news, and everybody's fat or out of shape so bad that they can't hardly walk? Okay, I got a question. Then why have so many schools drop phys ed? Yeah. Sometime, generally just before lunch, it is cool to be able to run around loose and holler and scream in the gym. It takes that little bit of piss and vinegar out of you so you can basically act right the rest of the day mostly. We didn't do as well as some probably should, but back then you didn't get thumped on the head with a nasty legal charge. Oh, you disrespect, you did this, you did this, you said this. Well, that's a felony. I mean, good Lord, it's a felony for a kid to drink beer. And yet the cops used to say, all right, everybody out of the car, give me the beer, pour it all out. Come on, guys, pop them open, dump them all out. Oh, man, that was terrible. And the cop standing there tapping its toe like mom would. Yeah, that's right. You remember when you was little and mom tapped that toe? Put her hands on her hips, and you're just about to get stuck to the wall like a fly that she caught a little earlier. And you didn't want that. Now, I didn't want that cop to be. I mean, he's big, And so we was dumping the beer out. We got it all dumped out. Okay, everybody walk around the car. Single file, come on. Okay, you got a driver's license? Yes, sir. You seem to walk best. That means you're probably less intoxicated than everybody else. You think you can drive these people home? Yes, sir. Well, go, if you get in the car, what are you doing over here clogging up my day, messing my mind up, and causing me the extra paperwork and stuff? Get out of here. And you went. You didn't get a felony charge and all took to jail, ruining your life. mercy sakes. The war is against all of us. If not, then why are the social safety nets cut first? U.S. war, poverty, still not won 50 years later. That's the Yahoo News. It's stuff anybody can find. But here's the thing. The reason everybody says, that's old stuff. Oh, everybody? Well, no, I only get a few of those. Why? Because people are paying attention and thinking about what I presented at the time I presented it. There are a lot more ears out there that can actually hear what's being said instead of just saying, oh, well, so what? Well, I'm going through this list for a reason. These are posts that are going through AmericanNationalMilitia.com. You can read the post. If you want, there's a little box on the right side. You can sign up and you get the thing as an email. Chemical weapons are coming out. That's great. Syria has given up their chemical weapons. We're going to destroy them. Now I'm going to ask a question. What about everybody else's chemical weapons? They left that part out. I mean, good grief. I titled one, Are You Sick and Tired Yet? Here's why voters hate Democrats and Republicans alike. Do nothing. My suggestion is pick a candidate who will get the job done. I don't care if they stand on their head when they do it. I don't care how funny looking they are. I don't care where they come from. If they're willing to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, I'd vote for them, period. Now, Rodman, you are unacceptable. Apology not accepted. Stay where you are with those who believe as you do. Uh-huh. The idea of school to jail is interesting. Remember, I just covered this. Yes, adjust it. Now, how about doing the same with law enforcement? Yeah. Can the courts adopt reality as well? Mandatory sentencing is the same. That's that zero tolerance. That's the mandatory sentencing. You got to think about these things relatively. Connect the dots. I know everybody can do it. Look at Texas. Any other state interested? Why do I say look at Texas? You might want to take a look at that particular post. It has to do with militias. All poise. U.S. police declare emergency martial law. I'm going to have to ask for somebody out there in Gaga land who got arrested for being out. They're going to have to come up with a trumped up charge of some sort in order to arrest you. But if you was out during an emergency, this cold snap and the blizzard conditions and all this, and you was doing okay, in other words, you were driving according to the conditions, very slowly, very carefully, and you didn't have a choice, but you had to go out to get your medicine for your dying wife or whatever the case may be, you had a right to be out there. And I got argued with a couple of different times on that particular basis. Blizzard of 78 I got argued with. What are you doing out? Well, I just took my old work coat off and put my bus driver jacket on. I said, well, I'm a city bus driver. I'm supposed to check and see if I'm going to be able to even drive around. You know that's part of the job. Yep, go ahead. Don't worry about it. But if I had stayed in my work jacket, I'd have been in trouble. How do I know this? Well, half a block down from me was an old bar. General neighborhood people like to go in and have a beer and lie about everything. One of my friends were in there. Somebody I knew went to jail. Why? Because they was out. What are you doing? Driving around. Out of the car, long hair. Uh-huh. But then I got this one here from Benjamin Fulford about the no radioactivity. Yeah, get that through your head, no radioactivity. So I'm going to put this out as fear porn and lies from now on. The Fed fraud, the European-controlled creature that bled us for 100 years. That's the K-Team report. I mean, if you get down to where it's at and you really look at things, I'm going to post another one. TheTruthWins.com. 36 signs the media is lying to you about how radiation from Fukushima is affecting the West Coast. Ooh, I think that ought to be posted. I really do. I'll make that request right now. Yeah, well, somebody's listening to the show. He says, okay, got it. Well, I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the government lying to us. People are supposed to be out for our general well-being. My goodness, their idea of general well-being is a combat zone. I want to know who has gotten anywhere under Obama and the present administration included. Think about this, and think about it very closely. There was a whole bunch of promises made. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to accomplish this, and this is going to happen no matter what. The reports I got from semi-young generation, this is college age and graduated college ages This is not high school people, but the reports I've seen, and it's been on mainstream media, these people ain't happy. And they wouldn't support Obama or anybody that was involved with him any further. We got a junior dictator called Harry Reid running around in the Senate, thinks he's God or something. Well, guess what, Harry? You're on the list to be absconded with. You're going to visit a FEMA camp. I hope you enjoy it. I really do. I hope they don't turn the heat up above about 50 and don't give you no blankets, and they give you one of them nice little stainless steel beds to sleep in. I hope you enjoy it thoroughly. you need to get down to where the reality is. And the reality is this. If you ain't rich, famous, well-known public figure or something of this nature, you don't get the fairness. 99% of the time, you don't get the fair. Every once in a while, you luck out. I've had a traffic cop. Oh, you only live about two blocks from here, yeah? Well, those plates ain't right. I said, yes, sir, I know. They come off my truck. It's parked right down there in the driveway if you want to look at it. They said, look, don't do this again. Get your butt down there at home, and don't drive nothing around until you get the right plates on it. I said, yes, sir, thank you, sir. I didn't get a warning ticket or nothing. He just told me to go on. This is in Florida. It don't happen that way in Florida, generally. And it's happened in other places, Indiana, Illinois, other places. I'd name other states. But every once in a while you run across somebody who understands community policing, understands that, well, you know, the guy don't got wants and warrants. He's all hot and sweaty and got stuff stuck on him from working. What have you been doing? Working to get this truck I'm driving? Oh. And I had to get it done tonight. That's why I'm out so late. I'd have got home earlier, but I had to get her done. And he said, really? I said, yes, sir. I got no reason to tell you stories. I can give you the phone number over if you want to call and talk to the people. They probably won't like getting woke up, but, you know, they'll talk to you, I imagine. And, you know, the idea that of mandatory, you have to uphold the law. You always 100% to the letter. No wiggle room, no better judgment of the officer at that point in time, whatever's going on, also applies to courts, also applies to our situation. We want common law. We want justice. We want to see something realistic happen. That post from the K-Team, I guarantee you, is wrinkling starch worldwide. How do I know this? I got like 60 foreign countries that listen to the blog. Yeah, that's right. They're paying attention. Why? Because I'm leading them down a path. I'm trying to give everybody one move at a time, blow-by-blow description. And like you listen to the radio and you hear a baseball game or a football game. Baseball's simple. It goes, and off and down it goes. There he's going, he's going. He's going to make a number. Oh, it's going for a double, you know, and all this. Oh, he's going down the right side. He got the pass. My goodness, it's a touchdown. 2 seconds left, and they won the game. Now, you've seen that in the playoffs just recent. This is all stuff that's set up. It's like a chess game. You look at a football field, and it's marked off in yards. Anybody who's familiar with the game knows it's a game of inches. Did you get that first down by a quarter inch, fingertip? Uh-huh. Think about that. Break the plane of the goal line. Oh, my. Now, I do have a suggestion. I hope the NFL pays attention to this. They need to hear it. Very simply, if somebody commits a personal foul that knocks a player out of the game, that person that did the foul should also be exited, sitting on the bench at the best. I want everybody to consider this. Somebody hits somebody in a way that is crippling, crunches knees. Yeah, they do this sort of thing. Take them out. If that person has to go into rehab, that other player can be put on the practice squad for all I care. I don't know. I don't care what they do with him. But you learn a lesson. You only do this to one person. Pick one, whenever it happens, and there's going to be blatant hits that are not right, people know about. It don't matter if it's a quarterback or running back. It don't matter what it is. Could be a lineman. Anybody on the team is playing on the field that does something like that intentionally. Oops. Yeah, well, you just stepped in it big time. Now, the NFL, the commissioner, they would have to make the decision. But bench that guy. If that person can't return, they stay out. The other person's out of the game, too. Bingo. You think that wouldn't change some stuff? How about this? Would you believe everybody's been asking, when is this going to happen? We need to get this off the ground. Oh, my God. Well, I was given a very generalized area of timing, and it ain't an exact time. It won't ever be. Sometime in early spring this year, you're looking at it right dead in its face. You're going to have everything I've been talking about take place. The military at one point took issue with the idea of the plan. Yeah, that's right. They didn't quite think that it was what it needed to be, and the manner in which it needed to go was not the way they wanted to do it. They wanted to take them down one at a time. I said, oh, man, that's stupid. That was my first reaction. And I was talking to Neil at the time. He busted up laughing. He said, yeah, well, that's what they're intending to do. I said, that's idiocy. Why is it stupid? Well, if they know that you're coming after them, what do you think is going to happen with the records? Do you think they're going to have fires in all kind of places in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere? Do you think that those records might visit the shredder? I mean, you know, look at what happened to George Bush's military records. I had some of the documents, but that computer got fried. I wish it hadn't. That shows that he was a less than desirable entity. Let's put it that way. And then all of a sudden he comes up smelling like roses. Oh, everybody's here. Yeah, everything's fine. Uh-huh. Right. That means that you can do anything you want. Look at 9/11. Ain't nobody gone to jail for that yet. Why not? You look around on the internet and you'll find that everything's posted about it. So, we got problems. Those problems are due to be rectified. Things are scheduled. Oops. I hope the politicians are listening. I hope they're really thinking about this carefully, because we're coming in force, if need be. And you ain't gonna like the results, but I would suggest you peacefully comply with whatever orders you're given. I would suggest that the people support what we got going in terms of the good guys. Why? Well, what do you want? You want it to get nasty worse? Or would you like to make an improvement? Don't move. Improve. You can remodel the kitchen and the bathroom, or we'll do it for you. It's no big deal. Doesn't cost you as much as you think it does, and it increases the value of your property. Yeah, right. Well, be careful. If you word things the wrong way or present things improperly in the wrong places, you will be absconded with. I've already been warned to cool my tool, and I refuse to do it because I haven't really said it, and I won't. But the time's coming when we are, as a people and as a country, going to once again become righteous, just like we used to be, where we can walk around feeling prideful and proud of our country and the people in it that make it up and form its character, not the content. You look at the content of the character, not the color of the skin, national origin, or any of that. We got everybody from everywhere and their mother-in-law living here in the United States as free people. They don't want to live in a war zone where people are shot at all the time. They're just beginning to shoot a little bit over here, and we can stop that. So, you know, that's so far my spiel. Tom, you got some music?
Yes, we do, Drake. Thanks for that, Alec. I thought it was rather good. And some interesting stuff. We've got a couple of songs, and we'll be back in 8 minutes. Bye for now.
Oh, 911. There's a guy here with a gun. Ma'am? Ma'am? Kids, get under the table. Kids, get under the table.
We're getting in reports from all around the globe showing the highest unemployment rates since the end of World War II. Many are losing their jobs, their homes, and in many cases, their home.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I'm healed, I'm waiting for now. And I'm healed, I know my ground. And I will wait for you. And strong and use my head alongside my heart, so tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. And
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour. The first song was by a band called Skillet, and the song was called Rise, about revolution. It's the one Drake posted on his website, and the second one was a request from one of the members, Jack Chapman, I believe. Mumford and Sons, I Will Wait. Well, as Drake said, they're all tired of waiting, but hopefully we'll get it done soon. Drake, are you back?
Oh yeah, I'm just listening, enjoying, and thinking about stuff. I don't know how everybody feels about things, and yet I know a great deal of what the general feelings are. It's frustrating. I've been doing this since 2010. Some of the things that have come through the website, some of the interviews and things that have gone on have been pretty freaky in some cases, far out in others, and ooh-ee, wow, look at that, did you hear what that man said kind of stuff. And it just, you know, the thing that blows me away is in the first song. That was a 911 recording. I want everybody to understand that's real. Kids hiding under the table. I'm going to do what I can to stop them. Well, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. So what does that do? That leaves it up to us. The law enforcement officer for Detroit stated, get a gun. You're going to need it. We can't get there to protect you. They don't have to protect you either. That's another little cool thing that's in there. But what's interesting is that I would love to hear the 911 call where, kids, go to your room. Mom will take care of this. And you hear a 12-gauge. The guy comes through the door and says, you are an uninvited guest. Are you armed? I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to rape you, and I'm going to... Really? Boom. You don't look like you're capable of doing much of nothing now. That should be the answer. And I'm going to elucidate on that. I'm going to bring a little light on the subject. The greatest growth in arm ownership, in concealed carry permits, is women. Why? Most women are not fighters. They may have a scrappy attitude and all that, but they're not fighters in the general sense of going toe-to-toe, especially with somebody that's bigger, heavier, stronger. Think about that. Think about it very carefully. They're at a beginning disadvantage. I advocate, and I'm going to say this very clearly, anybody who don't have a gun in the house, somebody in that household needs to get one and become proficient with the correct, safe operation of said firearm. Just in case some nut that needs a fix real bad decides to visit, or somebody that has lost their mind totally in other ways decides to visit. There's two ways to look at this. You want to just roll over and play dead? If you do that even with a bear, a lot of the times a bear is going to mess you up just to see if you taste good. That'll take a couple bites. Uh-huh. Think about it. A gun would solve that with that bear. You're dealing with an animal. Any butt wipe that comes through the front door uninvited is an animal. You may dispatch said animal. Do you remember, stand your ground, castle doctrine, the things that they don't want out there because people have the right to defend themselves? Ooh, can't have that. Then our little crooks can't pay a few bucks toward the top so that we get our cut. Now, you're beginning to get the idea. You are less valuable than the little bit of money that's generated by them taking your computer and your TV and whatever else they might want to do to you in the process. Now, and this was posted on the website. It should be in there somewhere in the archives, I would imagine, about Great Britain. As soon as they made guns illegal and the program to confiscate said guns, first was registration. Oh, yeah, think about this. If everybody wants to register gun law, well, screw off. No state has the right, period, to overstep their bounds where it concerns the Second Amendment. No, not everybody's got the right or should have something that might hurt somebody, pointed objects and guns, you know, et cetera. However, the majority of the population, they don't want to shoot somebody and kill them. That's the last thing you're thinking about. They want a cold beer, sit in front of the TV for a few minutes and relax when they're done with work. Hopefully you don't put it on the wife all the time doing the cooking. Hopefully you make it, your home your castle. Not that you're served as a king, but serve the wife sometimes. Do the cooking. Do the laundry for her. Clean the house. Surprise her one of them nights when you can't go to sleep. We just call that the maid fairy. Yeah. Come downstairs. The floors are mopped. Laundry's done and folded. And breakfast's cooking. You think about that. What woman wouldn't like that? Maybe the woman in the household might be in a position to be more proficient with firearms than you are and have quicker access to the gun. Woo-hoo! Drunkard's dream if I ever did hear one. And she'll even defend me. Yeah, there's a song about all that. This goes down to a couple of other things, and everybody's heard about regulation, not overstepping the bounds of rights. Problem is that certain states, and it's posted on the websites, run through the blog, it's out there. I believe it was Connecticut. I want you to register your firearms or you don't get to keep them. If you got a magazine that contains that can hold more than 10 rounds, you get a felony charge. You're busted. Well, dude, you better back up on that. We need to organize to an extent where when they come after you, you make a phone call in any state, okay? And this needs to become commonplace. We need to have a phone brokerage system where the militia comes out in force each and every last time somebody wants to violate the Constitution. I mean, you get 25, 30 dudes standing around saying, really? We don't think so. You know that's unconstitutional, and you're not going to enforce it. Hit the road, toad. Simple, not complicated. These people can come armed if need be. I don't recommend that we face off against law enforcement per se in total. I don't advocate that one bit. I advocate supporting the good guys who wouldn't do that in the first place. There's a lot of sheriffs. There's a lot of people in different levels of law enforcement and the judicial system who say, uh-uh, that don't fly. That ain't right. And you know what? And I ain't enforcing that. Case dismissed. Oh, hey, I see you got a... Hey, you got 20-round magazines. Cool. Do you know why I stopped you? Yeah, well... Don't go 15 over the speed limit. 5, we probably won't mess with you too much, and you get there a lot safer. Try to abide by the speed limit if you can bring yourself to do that, and we'll leave you alone. Does that fit with your program? It's, yes, sir. You can see the light that they're looking at letting you go free. Now, there's a lot of responsibility, individual and group, that comes along with freedom. A lot of people are not totally thinking these things through, but then again, in some respects, they are. Why do I say this? Very simply, we have a large load of people out there who are ready to start shooting, and they ain't done it yet. I advocate that you don't. Why do I advocate that? Because usually it don't get you where you want to go. That's first. Number two, you want to do this in a manner that they can never do it again. But I offer this. Instead of ending those guys, and there's some out there I would help you hang. Let's put it that way. I've seen enough, know enough. Yeah, that one needs to be hung for sure. Here, let me help you. I can tie the knot. Yeah, I know how to tie a hangman's noose. Learned that when I was a kid. But what I'm saying is this. No. Don't do it. Yeah, oil your guns. Make sure they're zeroed in. Make sure that they operate the way they're supposed to, and everything's ready to go. Keep your powder dry and your head down, ready to go. Why do I say this? I just answered somebody on a, I'm on about 5 or 6 different Facebook pages, and I pop in once in a while and screw everything up for everybody by giving them the updates that they're looking for. I'm going to hang this update out there one more time. People have not paid attention. Everybody's going, well, how come it ain't happened yet? When? Well, the schedule says early spring. What's that mean? February, March, maybe April? Who knows exactly? I do, but I ain't telling you. The reason I ain't telling you is because every time I give a date, they manage to screw it up so I look like a friggin' idiot. I'm tired of that, believe me. I don't need to be hung out to twist in the wind by some mis or disinformation agent who thinks it's funny to do so. Please be careful what you believe. There's a lot of stuff out there that's just horse hockey, nothing but. I think I blew that Fukushima stuff out of the water. If not, we can repost all that. If not, I have people that I know that I can trust that are intergovernmental people who will, on a personal basis, not officially, on a personal basis, go and take readings and record them and make me a report very concisely, if need be. I will trust Ben Fulford in terms of the report he gave me that I posted. Now, Ben may not get some things right. He may be getting stuff right that nobody knows about. I'm not going to say one way or the other, and I'm not going to denigrate the man. We seem to be on at least a speaking basis. I'm going to keep it that way. Why? Well, he lives in Japan, speaks the language. He may not be the greatest thing on two wheels, but neither am I. All I can do is try to offer the truth. And we just posted a couple of things that deal with all of this. Now, Obamacare has a gun provision in it. So does the VA. So did an executive order. All this gun control effort is because they are afraid that we will pick up our guns and come after these people. That's what they're scared of most. And they're well aware, or should be by now. You've seen the list of flag-level officers and commanders and people that have been dropped out of the service. Why do you think they're doing that? Well, they found out some kind of something that says that they are not going to comply with unlawful, unconstitutional orders. That's why these people were dumped. They give some kind of a pansy excuse or, oh, he was dating 3 different people at the same time while he's married. Well, good grief. Maybe the boy is a nymphomaniac. Who knows? I don't really care. I don't think that goes to anything extraordinarily important. I'd prefer that that sort of thing didn't happen. I would prefer that everything was absolutely kosher, clean, squeaky. It ain't. None of us are. We got faults. We got pasts. We got bones in the closet that rattle every once in a while. Everybody does. But what I'm saying to you is this. Don't give your guns up, period. If it takes a gunfight and you lose, they can pry it from your cold, dead fingers. Believe me, you take 2 or 3 of them each time, eventually, there ain't going to be enough of them left. Eventually, they're going to get the idea that it is not cool to go attack somebody. We've had things happen in the past that should give you and everyone out there some real meat to chew on. just because somebody believes differently than you do does not mean that they are illegally using firearms or possessing them. According to a combination of the Supreme Court rulings recently, in conjunction with a thing called the Dick Act, we are individually allowed to possess any weapon that the military possesses that we can afford to possess. In other words, if I can afford an Abrams battle tank, I can set that sucker out in the front yard. Fully operational. Ooh! ATF, I know you're just cringing at this. I hope it bothers you terribly. This is the bald truth of it. you got one choice and one choice only, and that is to get yourself prepared for the changes coming. These are going to be extraordinary and extreme. Some people are going to go, oh, my God, they're doing it. It's really happening. I've contacted churches all over the place. A whole bunch of them are willing to, on my word, ring the freedom bell. I'm going to try to get everything nationwide so that it's set up that when this happens, bell tolls. Who does the bell toll for? It tolls for thee. Wow, better think about these things. Do some reading. Catch up on some stuff. The gun control efforts are nothing more than that, control efforts. You got only one insurance policy for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. That's the arms that you are legally allowed to bear. Just exactly that. You need to be sure that you understand why that was put into the Constitution. The reason is that we won the War of Independence, and yet at the same time we also lost it. People don't know that. Check on what Great Britain is doing to us. Check on what is going on in terms of the banking system internationally between us and Europe. And you'll find some big monkeys hiding on the backs of people. You'll find skeletons in a closet like you would not believe. There is a whole bunch of things that are yet left alone that the scabs ain't been ripped off of yet. Now, the K-Team is setting things up. And it's a chessboard, and we got to be very careful about how we do this. I was going to elucidate to a whole bunch of this stuff on the Facebook page, and it was requested by Neil Keenan personally. Don't do that. I was going to have a special guest on, and it was decided that it would be better that that man remain undercover. So you ain't getting the full story yet. Believe me, it's coming. And it's up to you to choose. You can believe the horse hockey. Oh, Fukushima is burning a hole in the planet. Well, if it was really doing that, then the Pacific Ocean should be starting to warm up drastically right about now, all the way to Hawaii, and it ain't done it. That means that the fire ain't, might be steam, but there ain't no fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, if you got a fire, there should be some kind of smoke. There should be some kind of heat, and there ain't. I did a check. I got a friend who hacks satellites as fun and games, does it as a hobby, and he decided to get in on one of those infrared satellites. He did a scan of Japan at my request. Guess what? It's cold. Think about that real close. Ben Fulford just said he don't get no readings. And the satellite showed nothing. No hot spots. Oh, there's a few volcanic hot spots way away from Fukushima. But there's nothing. Fukushima's cold spot. That means that the nuclear fire ain't there. That means that all of this stuff about this, we're all going to die, was horse hockey. Those people who promoted it, and this is the hard part for people to get around, but all the people that promoted it worked for the bad guys or are in some manner or another controlled by them. This is what you got to remember. The things you see in most of the mainstream press is the biggest crock of horse hockey you ever seen in your life. I mean, I didn't know they could stack road apples that high, but they do, and they do it regular. You want a good example? Listen to some of them. Stuff you know for a fact. Ain't true. They're going to say, well, this is gospel. Who said it? We got it from an intel source. Who's that? God. All of a sudden, you got people out there trying to put Mr. Gates in the trick bag, saying he's full of stuff. Well, he is full of stuff. I know the guy that well. But it's the right kind of stuff. The stuff he's telling you in that book is real. It ain't games. And he's not pulling too many punches. He ain't telling everything yet because he can't. Why? He likes living. That's right. If he told the truth, the full truth, he'd be dead in just a few minutes. This is, you remember those airplane accidents and all the, boat sunk and the guy got, we don't know what he was doing up on that mountain, but he froze to death. He got suddenly sick and died. We don't know what it was that got him, but it ate him up. Good excuses. Wrong way to go about it, but to them, the right way. you silence forever the possibility of finding out the truth in any way, shape, or form. So people need to decide for themselves. I'm not going to try to make up your mind. I'm going to try to give you enough facts that you can think for yourself. Right now we got some things that are running contrary to even some popular belief. And in some cases, and this is one of the high points, some of those percentages that I stipulated run as high as 70-80% who don't trust what's been going on. Scientifically, it ain't possible to do this, but it happened anyway. In 9/11, you had a building that wasn't touched, and yet it fell over. Now, come on, people. Use some common sense. If you don't drop a bomb on it, generally, you don't have an explosion. It's pretty simple. It's not complicated. And it's not something that people can't discern and reason out for themselves. What I would like for everybody to do, and this is the big part of it, is to start helping everybody get ready to some extent. If they don't believe something, then print it out for them. Take it over and say, oh, I got something you need to see. You ain't going to believe it. And present them with what Ben Fulford told me. Present them with the post, and that's a long one, that the K-team put together. You're going to like the end results. Find that one stipulation in the Obamacare Act that stipulates that you can't have a gun. Why? Well, one of the keys is that you're indigent. That means that you're liable to take a gun and use it as a tool to obtain the means to feed yourself, so you're dangerous. Whew! A lot of people are saying that the executive order stipulates that nobody has the right to have a gun. And yet, adjudicated is a requirement. So, unless they take you before court and stipulate that you're incompetent and prove it, okay, they got to prove it, there's no problem. If you have had a felony, that felony can be cleansed from your record in such a manner that you can own a firearm. Now, there are certain limitations. If you used a firearm in the commission of a felony, like robbed a bank or something stupid, you probably won't get that felony expunged from your record. If you just beat somebody about half to death, you possibly can. If for any other reason, like felony traffic tickets, good grief, get real, then you probably can get it expunged, sealed, or negated. It ain't going to be cheap, but it's worth it. So long as you do not have direct control of a firearm, if you're married to a lady who is not felonious, in other words, she has not committed a felony of record, you can have a firearm in your house. Oh, you got to go through some stuff. You got to do some paperwork. You got to make sure that the filings are correct. You have to make sure, absolutely sure, comply with the control specifications for that situation. But it can be done. So, gun control, man, they're signing a small arms, UN small arms treaty. I tell you what the United Nations can do. Let's all hop in the ocean and see if you float. Tom, we got some questions.
You sure do. Right. First question. I wanted to go over a point about the Fukushima. There's two or three videos on YouTube where a guy from Oregon, Vancouver, and a Japanese scientist at the site, which was 18 months back, showed zero radiation. So it's not just Benjamin Fulford stating it. There's videos on YouTube stating it. And this is the latest in their game, a long line of distraction and taking you away from the real information, of which at this time there's quite a vast amount of it. So I'll see if I can find those videos and post them during the week.
See if this is... one of them.
Well, there was a guy from Vancouver and a guy from Oregon. He's got a.
Got no idea. It's just a, all it is the YouTube reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, right. That may be one of them. If so, then we can post it.
Yes.
Okay.
Drake, how much do you know about gold and silver manipulation?
More than I should. the COMEX is about as dirty as it gets. It's controlled by a combination of interests here, the Rothschild banking system, and the City of London. It does not equate true valuation to the specific reality of holding your hand metal. Rather, it goes on a base financial system. In short, and this will give you a quickie for recent reference, the reason gold and silver have been dropped in terms of their value is because when a contract cannot be fulfilled, COMEX offers to cash it out. That is used as a direct transaction, meaning that that person basically sold that amount of gold into the system, which, according to them, they can play games with the numbers, remember, fooling around with the numbers, seasonally adjusted, well, they're conveniently adjusting, and consequently the price of gold or silver or other precious metals goes down. The there's a similar operation in commodities that takes place in terms of oil prices and manipulations. So you're going to have a whole bunch of this stuff start coming out. The COMEX itself will be closed for a short period of time after things are settled here and restructured so that it presents the honest picture. And that's going to be a considerable difference. You can expect gold to explode a little bit. Silver should go up considerably. Right now, silver has proved to be the better investment in terms of percentage of value. So take all this into consideration and be careful what you do. Okay?
Yes, there's a guy called Bix Weir, and his website is Road to Router, ROTA.com. He's actually posted questions to the show before, and he gives you the full background on what's going on financially, particularly with gold and silver. So that's www.roadtorouter.com for the person asking the question.
Yeah.
Right. A couple of Neil questions. Neil's newest video wasn't exactly a positive thing. Obama and the Pentagon wants to attack Syria, question mark. Japan is planning an attack on the global accounts, question mark. I'm sensing that the spring event might be delayed. Comments, please, Drake.
No. We're not going to attack Syria simply because it's a lose-lose situation. Nobody can win that. As far as interference to what the K team is doing, we're going to put things into a situation where if you're playing on a chessboard, you'd forfeit the game. And this is basically what has been planned all along. We just did not have all of our ducks in a row, which has been accomplished recently. And this last post is something I would suggest everybody take the time to read. That post contains the gist of the 1932 charges that were leveled against the Fed and the Treasury Secretary and a few other people. You cannot have a public entity be a corporation, period. Now, everybody get that through your head. Can't be. You can have a public institution that can have a grouping of controllers, like a board of directors, similar to a corporation, but it cannot be incorporated if it is a public institution. That's unconstitutional. It goes into the corporate laws. And anybody wants to look it up, I recommend Black's. He puts it, that is put into the best simple language I know of. Okay?
With Neil writing to Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, is this the first sign of the team gaining ground? And also, do you think Merkel is faking illness?
Well, there are several things that go along with that that nobody knows. The letter is kind of obvious, and it states it pretty clearly. You got a problem, and we're coming after you. That probably would give somebody indigestion at the very least. So I don't think it's a faked illness, but it's probably not because of the causes stipulated. Further, targets are going to be very carefully selected and very succinctly attacked in such a manner that the auspices of the presentation cannot be ignored, meaning that they won't have, it's like a deal that you can't refuse in a lot of respects. It's similar to the problem now that the Fed has, the problem that everybody notices if you haven't or don't know the legal protocols and whatnot involved with the Federal Reserve note being zero. That's right, went to zero. Oops. People don't know that. It's still being used as legal tender, so we'll see what happens. To me and to everyone else, just simply try to make sure that you have about 2 weeks worth of whatever it takes for you to get along. You know, gas for the car and food to eat and water and little things like that. I would suggest a little silver if you can't afford gold. I would suggest you also have a firearm just in case. You don't know which one of the people that might want to be your sheriff or defend you or help you out might just pack their bags and leave. What do you do then? It creates a vacuum. Well, what happens if the leader says, dude, I'm out of here. This stuff is too deep, too dangerous. I'm gone. What are the deputies going to do? Are they going to stick around? Is somebody going to be picked to be in charge? I mean, how is this going to work out? How is this going to play out? Well, the play out is this. Be prepared just in case things don't work as well as we hope and are planning for them to work. If one of the people that might be critical is able to pull some kind of backdoor stunt and screw it all up, it's going to take about 2 weeks. This is why I've stipulated this. But, yeah, Merkel went ballistic. Apparently that letter did not go over well, didn't do anything positive for her digestion at all. And we'll see how this goes. There's other things that have happened that nobody knows about but me and a few other select people, and I ain't saying squat about it. But it's going to hit the fan in big chunks. Next.
Good. Is the global currency reset by March 2014 true?
I would suggest that you back off on putting any kind of dates on that.
Yep.
And there's reasons for that. Most of the decisions have been made in terms of the unaligned nations' banking and financial systems being implemented. That's all ready to go. However, I do not know yet exactly how they're going to revalue the valuation of a country's output or economy. Various countries, and you can look at them if you want, don't seem to have any economy, but they have a certain value. Ooh, that's interesting. That means that their currency could have a certain value. Not that it does. And you got a whole bunch of treaties and restrictions and happy horse manure standing in the way. All of this has to be taken down. The only way that you can do that is replace the origin of the treaty and a restructuring of the world banking system. Okay?
Yes. Right, next question. Is the arrest of 80 senators recently true? Was it because of Logan Act violations?
Well, that's a good question. I think I would like to have somebody who would look at that. I would like to see some official documentation. If you got it, send it to us. We will definitely publish it. I have heard that rumor.
And I'm going to leave it as a rumor simply because I don't see the validation. Nobody went to jail, as far as I can tell, because if they did, eventually some hot dog out there in the press would catch it, whether it's on video or I seen him taking the senator to jail in cuffs or something of this nature. And I have not really seen this yet. Ask the people that bring those things up. Validation. We need documentation. We want to see the video and go from there. Next.
Drake, why can't someone in the military pull the corporate charter for the United States of America, or even Barack Obama pull it?
It could be done, but it's not. As I said, I'll say this again. Checkers is a simple game. Chess, on the other hand, is a lot more complicated, involves a lot of tactical knowledge, et cetera. The application of the tactics necessary to do this correctly so that it can never happen again has to be played out in a certain order. This is why you see things posted at certain times and why you see certain actions that you know happened, but nobody's really reporting it. 1,100 bankers have gone to jail. One of the butt wipes in the international scene that was draining America operated through a bank in Canada. And when I found out about it, I posted it here and didn't do anything. I said, okay. I sent it to a couple of friends who have fairly active blogs in Canada, and ooh-wee! It didn't take them but a few days, and they snatched that boy up, and the bank closed. And a few other, you know, so one individual with the right connections, one individual who gets lucky can do a lot. And yes, things are ready to happen. Not quite time yet. We've got to play this out correctly. I'm not willing to give up the possibility of ever getting this done for some kind of instant gratification. However much I'd like to see it, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hold my water until such time as they say I can pump it out there. Well, the K-team come off with what they are supposed to do, and bingo. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And at the bottom of that post, I found that it came from the Congressional Record. I said, wow, that validates it. So, you know, the everything is coming into place. You got to get your pieces in the right place before you make those two or three moves and holler, checkmate. But the checkmate's coming, and it's coming a lot quicker and in a manner where there's no wiggle room. These people are not going to be able to abscond, get off. Oh, I didn't mean it. Uh-huh. It's like Christie. The only thing a politician I've seen done, somebody, you know, and I'm not particularly a fan, but he fired the turkey. That's better than any of the other ones I've seen do. You know, maybe that might be a good example for somebody to, you know, what do you do with the ex-Secretary of State that wantonly exposes people to death, four counts, first-degree manslaughter, Think about it. How come the people that actually did it, fully involved in the field? There's several of them. They just quit their job at the State Department and kept on with the other one. How come they in jail? Why are there not a lawyer out there somewhere with a set of kahunas and some body armor and a gun going after these people? It's not difficult to do, and it can be done fairly easily. So, you know, I wonder about a lot of things myself. Next.
Right. Drake, can we get results using the apostolic letter now with banks, lawyers, judges, and sheriffs, etc., or is it better to wait?
I would suggest that everybody back off on anything that deals with that sort of leverage. You'll find that a lot of that, if it's really researched fully, comes under validation. And just because somebody declares something, don't make it valid. Even if people agree to it, don't make it valid. So be very careful. ideology of legal parameters are not exactly what you have seen or anyone else has seen. To include apostolic or papal decrees or whatever, the ideology they took from something else, converted it to their advantage, and put it out. It would be difficult to be able to enforce that. If you use it, be aware that some of the people that have had people come after them. They want the money back. They're going to negate it, or they're going to negate you. This is why I say be careful what you do. I would suggest patience, and that's that has got to be the nastiest word in the world right now. Wait, that's a four-letter word. I mean, the more people allow things to play out the way they need to be played, the better off we'll be. Now, that don't mean you can't file lawsuits and go after them in all other kind of legal ways. The more of that, the merrier. You want to give them, you want to keep them so busy they can't bother covering up. Then when they stick their head up, you got them. Next.
I think this one's partly tongue-in-cheek, but we'll read it out. I've been waiting since you started. I've lived through the red and green light false starts, UV's sad implosion, and sat under the church bells in hopes of a ring or two. And now it's this spring. My girlfriend says that I ain't going to get no satisfaction till the fat lady sings, and presently I look like the grand elk, the great grand elk of the Northwest, constantly drooling at the sight of something soft and female. Can't you guys call the Pentagon and hurry things up a bit? This is getting old, and I'm tempted to call Hitler or Monica. Comments, please, Jake.
Well, you think it's fun out there. You should try it from a side where you know what's going on, you know what's happening, and you understand that it is, that very likely people have gotten to the point where they just, to hell with it, I ain't going to even bother to listen no more. Well, I'm not going to tell you to listen. You don't have to, but if you want to continue to see the chess game unfold and you would like to be standing watching the board when somebody goes, checkmate, now what you going to do, boy? If you're waiting for that, as I said, I have this on good authority. When I say that things are on schedule, that means that the logistics have been finalized. That means that the final tactics are being implemented. That means that this is going to happen. And when things are issued, and it will be on my website, it'll go out through the blog, it'll be on the Facebook page, you get a red light. The red light stipulates that the military has taken their action and that the militias are to pay attention because they will be contacted directly by a military officer. Now, that can be a non-com officer. That can be an officer. It could be anything from a sergeant to a general. You don't know. You will be contacted when that red light is issued. This is stuff I've been told. And I mean told by the people who are high enough in this that I don't doubt their word. Number two, the green light will be the financial green light. This is when the K-team finishes up our chess game. You got two chess games going on. You've seen those grandmasters, they take on 25 people. Think about it. Playing these two or three games of chess at the same time puts me in a real sticky situation. I get to know what's going on far beyond what I can put out on this show or post on the internet. I know the people involved directly. I know way too much, and this bugs me to death. My tongue gets sore trying to keep from saying it. My situation is almost a nightmare in that respect, being just simply frustrated. Dude, I wish I had it that easy, that simple. Don't worry about convincing somebody. Not at this point. And I'll tell everybody right now, real simply, it's scheduled. That means that everything has already got the ducks in a row and everybody is lined up, locked and loaded and ready to go. That means that this is going to happen. Don't much care who believes it or accepts it. If you don't feel like you can stand it anymore, don't listen. I hope you don't miss stuff that you might want to know, but that, you know, that's up to y'all. Next.
Drake, regarding the money situation and the currencies and banks going down that we've been stating, some of our European members are asking, should they prepare as well the same way with food and cash and whatever is required?
I would suggest that. You have to understand that that one of the targets is the central banking system, and the central banking system has been put into a position where it basically controls the money. Remember what Rothschild said. I don't care who makes the laws. As long as I control the money, it don't matter. Okay? Where does he live? If that don't tell you something, what does the European Union use as its banking entity? Central bank, European, German central bank, Bundesbank. It don't take a rocket scientist to understand that the financial system is getting ready to meet its maker in terms of an overhaul. The people involved that have done all these crooked things for all these years, they're going down, okay? If in America, and I'm going to speak from over here, then I'll address over there, I say a couple of weeks, give or take, I will say, tell you the same exact thing. Now, people are not aware. Even in countries where you can't have firearms, there are great numbers of armed militia. They are beginning to ferret out who can be trusted in different law enforcement capacities and military capacities within their own country. We've got about 20, give or take, 20 countries that are following everything very succinctly. I put the Texas militia up through the website, and these people bombarded that website trying to figure out how to structure, how to get this right, how to make sure that they're not seen, make sure that they're not known of, and yet can have a cohesive group with a structure, with a command order, and that sort of thing. This is everywhere, to include Great Britain. Oh, you can't have guns there. Well, yes, they do. Very well concealed. And there's more than one. As I said, there's 20-some countries. You can look at Mexico. They hit the news every once in a while. They take over a town or something because everybody's corrupt. Well, sorry, see ya. Oh, you don't want to leave? Okay, well, let's shoot it out then. And they do. I mean, if that's what it takes. And they're going around down there actually really causing some serious problems. So more power to anybody who has the capability and guts to do so. Now, in Mexico, specifically that situation, they're fighting two entities. So having an open, armed, rebellious but righteous force that's acting on what it takes to get the job done is what they're doing. We, on the other hand, this is Europe, the Americas, the East, we can afford to bide our time a little bit and play this chess game out to a point where these people cannot have any way out. That's what we're shooting for. We want these people permanently put into some kind of either a FEMA camp here or one of those black ops prisons that don't exist over there. And that's basically where it's at. We want these people taken out of circulation permanently if possible. Next.
Right. Can you give a quick comment? There was a post. It was removed. Remember the Chicago Post issue last year in UV? It's reared its ugly head again this week. Can you give your comment on that, please, Drake?
You know which one it is, Tom?
Yeah, the Sims one.
What?
Remember the Sims one? Remember the one, the Chicago Post, the newsletter post?
Oh.
Somebody's put it up again this week as though it's new. I'd like you to refresh people about that.
Oh, boy.
It was also drivel, from what I remember of it. And it was attacking all UV and you and a few others.
Well, I don't give a lot of that credibility. What I look at is this, okay? You're going to have disinformation from a variety of sources. You're not going to find an extraordinary amount of people that are willing to agree with what I got to say. The reason is that it goes against some of the stuff that they like to put out. Whenever you become a public figure or put yourself in the public in whatever capacity or whatever level, you'll find this to be true. You're going to get attacked any way, shape they can. Don't matter. Most of the stuff that people have put out about me is not true. There's only a few that got anything right at all, and that's only because I posted it. I posted my DD-214. They said I was never in the service. Oh, yes, I was. I've had people tell me I was in a nut house. Really? I hope you got paperwork to prove that, because that ain't true. I've never been in a nut house, period. I got no intention of going either. It don't sound like fun to me.
No.
The ideology is to try to create listenership and audience. Now, I don't know exactly what they would be doing in terms of their reasons for this. Maybe it's their 5 minutes of fame. Maybe they believe that I'm going to entertain things that go beyond the scope of what I'm trying to do. Well, I will suggest this, and this only. Anybody who doesn't like freedom needs to go to Russia or China and experience it firsthand. Anybody who really hates this country, despises the Constitution, needs to leave, and we can arrange that. It's called deportation. I don't care if you're a citizen. I don't care who you think you are. We will put you on a boat with a gun to your head, if necessary, and tell you to enjoy yourself wherever you end up landing. I have an oath of service that stipulates that I will defend the United States Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. This means in foreign means people that have come in and or are operating from outside the country or whatever. The secret agent man who has grown up here and decided that America sucks can go somewhere. It's a love it or leave it situation. Either you want to be a part of the solution or you're still a friggin' problem. Now, the problems, I'm going to tell you, are going to be flushed down the toilet. Now, that toilet can be a FEMA camp, might be an exportation of you. It could result in execution. It varies according to what you do and what you've done and the questions you have proposed. I don't like the idea of killing people, but I ain't going to hesitate. I don't like the idea of saying, that one dies, put that one in jail. I wouldn't like to make that decision, but I will. I know for a fact that there are a bunch of people out there that just, he's horse hockey. This stuff never happens. Well, we started this quite a while back, several years, and over the years I found a lot of things out about different things, how to cause things to be able to happen. And during that period of time, and I say we because there's a group, a large group of us that contribute to this. Some are on my Facebook page. Some are just simple, direct, intimate contacts. Some are covert contacts where I don't use my phone line, where I call in and I say, secure this line, and they do. Now, that scrambles everything. Unless they got a bug right directly in the speaker, they can't catch squat. And I have talked to high-level officials in varying different positions, both here and abroad, using what is called a secure line, secure communications. And it is absolutely secure. There's no way that these people can break the encryption involved. That goes into computer science. I'm not going to get into that right now. The information, a lot of the times that I get, goes well beyond what I can post or make public. However, when something comes to my attention that needs to be addressed, generally I have found somewhere or another, either through advice and counsel of these people or someone else, as to a formulation or a manner in which to address it so that it gets taken care of in a semi-anonymous form. And I have done this repeatedly. They said, you can't do that. Oh, want to bet? And bingo, it happened, or it got taken care of. So people need to understand, you know, you're going to he's full of horse hockey. Well, okay. Everybody's entitled to opinions, and opinions vary. Next.
Right, we're at the top of the hour, Drake, and we'll have a couple of songs, and we'll be back. This song is going out to the members of Cosmic Voice.
Thank you.
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour. Are we ready for more questions, Drake?
Yeah, what was that one that we just had?
The last song was Whitesnake,
no,
Here I
no.
Go.
Not song. I said something.
The message
rules
I said,
on Cosmic Voice posting or something like that.
Yeah, it was something Holly wanted to thank you for backing her up on the page about the postings.
Oh, okay.
Right. Drake, regarding the Federal Reserve, are they A, out of business, B, waiting to be restructured, or C, business as usual?
That sounds like a 1, 2, or C question to me. I'm multiple. Well, the 1 and 2, the 1, 2, and C, C is obvious. It's like the back end of a bus. You can't kind of miss it. I'm going to stipulate this again. Read the K-Team report. The Fed is an invalid crook. Been bleeding us for 100 years. Okay, now, what happened is that because the charter expired, they have a certain amount of time before they have to revert back to the original charter, which makes them a part of the Treasury. They will continue to operate. Our money will be continued to be honored here, at the very least. It may become questionable in the very near future overseas. I don't know yet. However, the ultimate goal is to restructure it to a point where the Treasury operates it entirely. In a very transparent manner. Okay?
Yes. Right. Drake, are you aware of Kate of Gaia and how accurate is their teachings?
Well, being in touch with Gaia is interesting. We found that there's three entities involved in that. And that those entities have not been as forthcoming as they might be. And then things were changed, and then they changed again. And presently we're dealing with something that is a little bit different. Now, to elucidate about Gaia, she does not just talk to that entity. I say she does not just talk to anybody. You have to request audience, first of all. Secondly, she does not put out a lot of information, so I find the postings relating to that questionable at best. Next.
Okay. I think you've already answered this, but what is exactly going on with the radiation spike and dead sea life of the Pacific Ocean? Fukushima.
Well, there's several things going on with that. You have to understand and remember that there were nuclear devices used to activate the fault near Japan. That's going to create some radiation. Not a lot of it, but some. Number two, I want to see, and this is a very, very sharp point for everybody to look at and watch who can hear my voice, anybody who listens to the archive or the replay. I want everybody to do one thing for everybody else. In case anybody doesn't know it, you've seen video of people dumping toxic waste of varying kinds into the oceans just because it's gone, it goes away, we don't have to deal with it. They'll fine them $5 million, $10 million, and they're making $50 to $100 million. Oh, that's cool, okay. We promise not to do it again, turn around and do it again. You also have the proliferation of plastics. Plastics are not a compound that is found in a natural basis. It has to be introduced. In this case, the plastics in the oceans are such that there are 2 or 3 feet of them covering the ocean floors. You may not be able to detect it as plastic. It may not look like plastic, but it is. To take this a step further, because natural denigration causes things to change their format and formulation, the sea life has taken this plastic up into plants and living plant animals, and those things that feed off them have taken it up, because when you eat a plant that's got whatever in it, you ingest what's there. So, you got the little fishy and the big fishy eats the little fishy, and now you understand one aspect. The second part, if something swallows a plastic bag, it generally doesn't live too long, or it has extraordinary gastrointestinal problems that weaken it to the point where it's subject to be eaten by other fishes or critters in the ocean. As far as dead critters all over the place, I have not seen the results of that, and I stated that earlier in terms of if fishing is seemingly normal, and it does not mean that the fish or whatever they're catching is not polluted, if there is life there, though, then you have not got a load, a big load, covered the seafloors of dead entities. Each and every last entity, when it decomposes, creates toxics of all kinds. A dead animal tossed into water ruins that water. Just as simple. Same thing with fish, etc. So if there's a lot of dead animals, I'm going to tell you right now, all you got to do is look, and you'll see that this is not the case. This is a part of the fear porn, similar to the atomics are going to eat us up horse hockey that's been put out for a while. I personally don't never did quite agree with that because I got on the infrared system and looked, and there was no hot spot. So this, you know, the idea that, you know, everything's been killed, I don't think so. Now, you've got sonar, super sonars being played with, and I don't think that's correct either. We don't need to be doing that. Number two, you got toxic waste that's still being dumped and dropped and discarded into the oceans and the atmosphere, et cetera. All of these things are going to kill some stuff. So, yeah, you're going to have some, probably a little more than normal, but not necessarily to the extent that these fear porn people are putting out. And that's my suggestion. Next.
Right. Okay. Was the recent polar vortex HAARP induced?
Yes. you got to understand that these people are going for anything that they can in order to screw things up. If they can cost the economy something, they will. Obamacare is a good example of that. That's a legislative deal. If you can create extremely rare and extraordinarily powerful storm fronts, cold weather, blizzards, floods, why do you think that all of a sudden these calamities are happening only where the food's produced? Simple. Two ways to control people. You don't have to have shelter necessarily, absolutely. Yeah, you got to cover your skin, but you don't got to have shelter. You do have to have food and water. We're short on water. Why? Talk to the oil industry. Ask them what they use to replace the fluid that they remove. That's where your water went. Food? Well, if it's flooded out, frozen out, or GMO'd out, and you can't eat the stuff anyway, then you starve, and you are at the beck and call of EUS food. Real simple control mechanisms. That's basically where it goes. Next.
All right. Karen Hughes mentioned a consignment of gold at the Bank of Hawaii, allegedly reserved for the Republic. Is this gold safe, or did the Chinese Navy make off with that gold?
You got varying gold deposits all over the place. That could very well be one. There are several designated for the Republic in terms of helping with the restoration and making sure things are put together correctly. This goes in hand in hand with the collateral accounts, as I understand it, from the people that I've talked to who are principal in terms of managing, protecting, and controlling these deposits in varying places. And that's the best answer you're going to get.
Yep.
Is there any money left in the Leo Wanted accounts, and is that money going to the Republic?
Ah, boy. Leo Wanted never was squat, never did anything, never had any money, and never had any standing of any kind. Mr. Neil Keenan and I put this out quite some time ago. He never was an ambassador, among other things that I think thinks really cute in terms of the mis- and disinformation that's going out. So, no, forget it. Next.
Has George Bush Jr. been arrested?
Depends on whether or not he's been drinking again.
Or sniffing.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to play that part. No, he's drank. Him and Daddy drink a lot, so we'll go from there. If you got a video of it, send it in, we'll publish it. Next.
Where is Joe Biden? He's not been seen in a while.
Well, he was, too. He was seen at lunch with the press just not too long ago. They invited cameras. Wouldn't let no press people in. Wouldn't let nobody ask questions. It's just, there you are. Ain't it cute? And they're sitting at the opposite ends of the long table and thoroughly enjoying their $5,000 lunch.
Yep.
Next.
Is John Brennan a Muslim, and did he convert to Islam at Jeddah?
You're getting into a whole lot of he said, she said, and what ifs. Unless you have some kind of validation for such things, I wouldn't bother. Next.
With the promise of Keshe to release the technology to create gold and other precious metals, if the bad guys are given this technology, does this change the plan at all?
Knowing they ain't getting the technology and what they do have in that area of technology doesn't work. One tends to melt down, one of them tends to explode, and the other one has a tendency to produce chocolate pudding when it's supposed to make gold. So they got a long way to go. Next.
The chemtrail question again. I'm getting completely fed up with seeing these chemtrails everywhere, every day. What is stopping the military from grounding these planes?
They have not made their move yet. That's what's stopping them. Now, as far as that goes, surface-to-air missiles, I believe, would be in order, in my opinion. That's my opinion only. I'm not advocating that you go and find a surface-to-air missile and go shooting down airplanes. That is not cool. And some of the planes that these things come out of happen to have passengers. there are a lot of them that don't. There are several companies that are contracted to do these things by the Geoengineering Consortium. I look up geoengineering, and it'll lead you to the consortium. The World Science Foundation decided that they knew more about keeping the planet together than God does, so consequently they're playing God. They think it's cute to also comply with requests by people that operate that cute little thing known as HARP in order to have a static field that they can bounce their beams off of. See where all this goes? Yeah, I'm tired of seeing them, too. I see them around here a lot. I see them all over the place. I get pictures from people. No, it shouldn't be happening, but it is. Until such time as we're in a position to actually say, that's it, or somebody decides to be innovative and planting some tires or whizzing a gas tank or whatever, I guess we're stuck with it for a while. Next.
Drake, I've just read on RT that Monsanto have announced massive profits and are looking to expand across Latin America. Is this true?
Yeah. And the problem is that they've been told not to come into several countries in Latin America. Latin Americans have found that when they feed GMO products to their animals, the animals have a tendency to die and whatnot, or grow second heads, or their butthole falls out or whatever. So they're not the locals, and these are the dumb dirt farmers that everybody discounts all the time. apparently, somebody has begun to educate them, and they are saying no. Countries are saying no. You don't bring that nasty crap into our country and mess everything up. So until the United States gets to a point where we can put our foot down and say, you're done, we're kind of stuck with a lot of these things. I don't like it anymore than anybody else, but it's there anyway until such time as we get it done. This is why I want to make sure that it does get done, and I refuse to do anything that's going to cause problems to get it done. Next.
Yeah. Anything, Monsanto, chemtrails, water fluoridation, they're all cabal games that they play to harm us, and until those people, they're not going to give them up. So until those people are removed, sadly, we're largely stuck with most, if not all of them. Drake, there are probably hundreds of lawsuits filed against Obama, Benghazi, the treason, and Obamacare. Why hire an expensive attorney? Why not tell these organizations they can register for the common law grand jury and sign up each person, and they can serve in one?
I've been saying that. I've been telling people to do that.
Yes.
Go ahead and file the lawsuit, too. Hit them from all sides at the same time. My advocation is this. We must try at this point, as best we can, to whatever extent it takes, to cause these people problems, to interfere and interrupt what their dealings and doings are. We need to cause these people to have to be answerable, personal responsibility for their actions, to include votes if they're in a public position, the whole nine yards, until such time as we can actually grab them by the throat and say, come with me, fat boy, your days of messing it up is over. We get to put up with this horse hockey. Next.
Yeah, we've got the fan club playing games again, knocking people offline, Drake, and buzzing through my headphones.
Well, they already connected me, so, you know.
Yeah. Is it true the Joint Chiefs of Staff threatened to arrest Obama for treason?
Yes. They told him to mind his manners, and he's been being a good, pretty much a good boy ever since. Next.
Drake, can you comment on Robert Gates' new memoir and the allegations against the White House? He has worked for 8 administrations. Surely he can't be clean.
He's a lot cleaner than you think. He refused to comply with a whole bunch of stuff. And most of that is written into his memoirs. I recommend that people who want to get to know what he has done, what he's objected to, read the memoirs and then start asking questions. Now, he's going to eventually have to come up with some kind of a public outlet with regards to what he's written in that book. A lot of it is right on. You won't get a whole lot of detail because it's classified. You don't want to go to jail for releasing classified information or have to run and hide in Russia or somewhere unless you got some really damaging stuff. Now, just so people will know, he's cleaner than you think. If you look, and you got to really look, you'll find that he objected to a bunch of things. He did a lot of things that they told him not to and did not do a whole bunch of things that they told him to do. And I have a lot of respect for the man. When he came out with this, I was hoping that he would do this. Finally, he did, and oh man, you know, good. It wrinkled starch. If you noticed, and this is something you got to really think about, why did the administration all of a sudden go on the defensive? Why did they go, oh, he's full of shit? Why are they saying these things about a man that does have integrity? Who is above board honest, who will not play games, theirs or anybody else's, but do the things correctly. So, if somebody puts something out like that and suddenly everybody goes, oh, no, that can't be right. Oh, no, he didn't have his facts straight. Well, first of all, you got to look at one thing. They were not there, and they were not directly involved. I would suggest, personally, that that man not only was involved, but, and this is the fun and games, and I hope he has done his due diligence in terms of security, he's got some documentation that I hope he don't have to come out with. You want to rip the scab off of it all, he can do that. This is why he's not all of a sudden having serious problems. Next.
I've come across information on the internet which states that a nuclear device cannot be detonated at any time or any place. It can only be detonated at a certain geometric position on Earth when the sun is in a certain position and in a harmonic situation. Is this true?
No. That's true in only certain specified cases of certain types of what are considered atomic weapons. That is a natural conjunctive formulation that was gotten away from because it's so limited. Next.
If the people are frustrated with the inaction of the military, what rights do we have, if any, to start ousting military leaders who are not honoring their oaths?
Well, first of all, you got to know who you need to oust. Yeah. Secondly, the people do have the right and capability of taking somebody out who is not performing according to their oath of service or oath of office. Don't matter who it is or what level they are. You do not need to impeach first. If you have succinct and positive and absolute evidence of a treasonous act by any given individual, and that can be all the way from local all the way to the top, you can take that person out of office. Whether they like the idea or not, doesn't matter. At the point that the constitutionality is put into place in terms of a true charge of treason, at that point, then that person loses their office. They abdicate it automatically. So, you know, any specific citizen, military person, whomever, can, if they have the correct proof, bring such charges. You do not have to have the permission nor the blessing nor vote of Congress or the Senate to approve it, because you are going at this under the treasonous charges dealing with criminal activities. A little bit of a difference, kind of a fine line, big difference in terms of the procedures followed. Be absolutely sure of what you're doing. You're going to have some people that are succinct experts to advise you correctly in terms of the manner in which you present such a thing. And you better have body armor, you better have a gun, and you better have some place to hide, because they're going to come after you as soon as you do this to anybody with any kind of a name at all. This is why I don't advocate that we go to quite that level yet, that we wait until early spring and we're rising up the bow and everybody and their mother-in-law can come out of the closet and say, hey, I got a shotgun. Ooh, I'm going to beat you with my walker or whatever the case may be. You know, they better do it. If they don't, then the military is going to become irrelevant, and I don't think they want that. Next.
To the person asking for Drake's take on Alfred Weber's blog about Fukushima, we answered that question earlier. Okay. Yep. What can we, the people, lawfully do to counteract the totally corrupt media? Is there a way to unite and form our own media? Is there a way to hold the current system accountable for their blackouts and misinformation?
Yes, but you're going to have to do so in a military compound with a whole lot of arms, a whole lot of ammunition, your own power supply, and some sort of anti-aircraft system. The reason I say this is that they will come after you with everything they got as soon as you start broadcasting the truth. RTTV only puts out certain portions. Some of it seems to be, ooh, how can they say that? Well, it's within the acceptable limitations. You step outside those acceptable limitations, FCC will try to shut you down. They will come over in force with a SWAT team and pull your plug. Unless you got your own military compound with guards on the wall, you ain't coming in, kind of thing. Then, shortly after that, you're going to deal with the military. That's tanks and aircraft. So, you know, and you got to have a lot of money to do all this. Putting up broadcast systems are not cheap. Involving military compounds, you're talking about hiring everybody at Blackwater. to me, it would be easier to counter them on shows such as this and blogs and things of this nature. Most of the real news is on the Internet, that portion of it that is accurate at any rate. So that's basically why I do the show the way I do it. Next.
I have some concerns about the Operation American Spring in May. It appears to be facing heavy censorship on websites like Godlike Productions, which gets over 2 million hits a day. How can it be possible to spread the word to achieve the numbers they need to attend when shills are being paid by the cabal to censor websites?
I don't know, put up a website and stick it up there.
Just keep going.
You can do a free website, and you can copy it off of my website. You can copy it off of our Facebook page. You can become a member of the group that is promoting this. I recommend that each and every last person that can walk be there. From my understanding, we're not going to make it that far. However, you know how they like playing games with dates? Well, I am planning to go. I may be broadcasting from a motel room someplace, if that is, that might be the case. To me, it's that important. I fully support the people doing this. I know what's been being done and what has been accomplished. And if you watch the Facebook page, paid attention to our website and blog, you'll find that most of this stuff is out there. General Vallely is not some kind of inconsequential twit. a man that is in charge of spec ops generally is regarded as fairly friggin' brilliant in terms of being able to make things happen correctly. And so I give him my total confidence. I know some people that he's been in touch with, and to me, it's righteous. So look to be there. There's a lot of veterans. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of unanswered concerns that need to be addressed, and this is a good way to do this. The people hit the streets, the military will take their action. You get 2 to 5 million people show up in one place, think about the kind of mess it's going to be in terms of crowd control. They ain't going to be able to control it. They're going to stand back and say, don't hurt me. They're going to get out of the way. When you have an extraordinary movement of population like that for a specific purpose, each individual has 2 or 3 things running through their head. I want to go and show my support. That's going to be one of the main things. I ought to take a gun with me just in case. I don't think that would be too cool, personally. I think it's a good idea. I know some of the people involved. They have my total confidence. I think it's going to come out right. If we go that far into this year to where that march is possible, I'm hoping that what we're planning to accomplish happens before then. I'm hoping that early spring happens as I've been told it will. I really am hoping that. The people I got the information from are very high-level sources, and they're impeccable. They've never lied to any of the people that I deal with or myself. So, there you go. I'm planning to go. If we ain't got the other one done, I want to go out there and cause as much problems as we can. My 2 feet are only 2 feet, but it fills up some space. You get several million pairs of feet. They got a serious problem. I mean, look what Occupy did. And they didn't have near 2-3 million. They had, a few hundred thousand maybe. Think about 10 times that. it's going to be interesting. Next.
We just need all the bikers to come back out. All 1 million of them. Yeah.
That too.
All and the truckers.
Everybody that's being crapped on by the government, let's go to Washington, D.C., and have a little rally. Think about it. Anybody that disagrees with the idea of paying so much in taxes that you can't hardly afford to eat, that's BS. Let's go.
Next. So it's like a political Woodstock then.
You got it.
Drake, what do you say about the division or perceived division between Colonel Harry Reilly and General Paul Vallely about the march in Washington and the state?
I think that's going to be worked out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, something else, Tom?
If so, can it be resolved as the final bit?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
The situation is something where everybody agrees on the event, so therefore I'm going to say that any kind of division or differentials or differences are inconsequential. You're going to overlook the esoteric bullshit and get down to business. You got to resolve the, you know, forget the petty differences, forget the I don't think so's. Let's go have the event and see what happens. That's basically where this is going to end up. And you're looking at something that is going to happen unless we get something done first, you know, get her done and all that. Next.
Neil Keenan said the financial green light is not necessarily depending on him filing a lawsuit. Is this a change of plan?
No, it's always been that way. There's a lot of different things that can take place in different orders. At the time that that statement was made, when I made it, that was fairly accurate. Now, you're dealing with a whole bunch of ifs. Yeah, well, you're dealing with a whole bunch of ifs and whatevers, and you may come across something that needs to be attended to in a totally different order because of the structure of things. So you got to allow some leeway in there. The green light will be given at the correct and proper point. And everybody will be probably after me to issue a green light before it's probably time to do so. That seems to have been the case. Next.
Drake, are you still confident that the transition is inevitable and will occur regardless of what we, the people, do?
Yes, but it's not totally irregardless as to us. Some of the ideology that has been perpetrated and lied to us about, where there's divisions between Democrat and Republican when it's the same damn thing, where Christians and Muslims have to be at war with each other, that's horse hockey. Where the idea of an infidel, and this is, I'm going to touch on this just a hair, where the idea of an infidel gives somebody the right to behead you. Well, are you truly an infidel? Just because you're an American? No. What an infidel is somebody who works full-time, absolutely and completely, contrary to every belief system on the planet. Anti-God, anti-Allah, anti-Muslim, Christian, you know, your belief system sucks, I don't care who you are, and all else. That is a true infidel. Someone who also goes to the extent of picking up arms in order to have a religious war against something that they disagree with because they believe their belief system is the only one that's correct. Whereas it ain't. This is a better or a best off-the-cuff definition of infidel. Somebody or something that works against God. It doesn't matter who that is, doesn't matter what the nationality, origins, and all that might be. It matters that these people work against God. Now, they're going to say, oh, Allah is the only God. Oh, Yahuwah is the only God. What happens if you find out that that ain't the case? Now, I've elucidated this before. I've talked about it before. And I'm going to hit on it one last time. And the next time somebody asks this question, I'm going to tell you I ain't going to talk about it. So, here it is. Source, the Creator, is going to see to it that all of these entities, Yahuwah, Jesus Christ, Allah, we're going to have them all visit and explain to each and every last person that will listen, and I'm pretty sure most people would listen to Jesus Christ if he showed up saying, hey, dude, we're having a revival down at the tent. Come on down. Everybody and their mother-in-law will be there. How do you know it's the true Jesus Christ? Well, go around healing a few people. Same way with Allah. He's not going to run around destroying people just because they're inconvenient, as some people would like to tell you he does. He wants the same basic capability of everyone to be able to live with each other, irrespective as to whether they believe the same, in a brother and sister manner at the very least. This is the ideology of being able to be all you can be, to exist to your greatest capacity to do so. The ideology of being able to assist someone lesser or in a lesser position than you, the hand up, not a hand out, the hand up If they're hungry, take them out to dinner. If they need a steady diet, instead of just giving them a fish, that's food stamps, you teach them how to fish. That is more a generic look at capitalism, because capitalism is where a person works hard in order to produce a certain amount so that they can produce more the next time around. Yeah, they benefit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, and it used to be this way, the wealthy helped the less fortunate. None of it's been ever done really correctly, but at least there have been attempts. It used to be an obligation for the wealthy who had taken or acquired so much from societies to fund a hospital, a bridge, something everybody could benefit from. This was a, you know, they put their name on it. Hey, I got my own statue. Yahoo, look at me. Everybody wants a statue to themselves, something everybody will remember them by. These are the manners in which everybody eventually may know that you did the one thing. You asked, what would Jesus Christ do in this situation for this person? If you don't know how to heal, then you shouldn't be there, maybe. Maybe you need to get some schooling. But those who do know how, walk up and give a leper a hug and watch that leper be cleansed. Yeah, signs, miracles, and wonders shall follow you all the days of your life. Remember I said you are in a matrix. You can formulate anything of true light goodness at any time that you absolutely apply yourself to it. It ain't difficult. You don't have to know how. You just simply heal because you believe you can. It's just that simple. That's all I'm going to do in touching on that. Next.
GMO labeling. Are many of the foods labeled as organic actually organic, or is much of that produce actually just GMO food labeled as organic?
Right now, you're in a trick bag. You don't know.
Yeah.
There's very, very few ways to tell other than a full-blown laboratory test to find out what's going on. That would be the only way that you'd probably be able to absolutely know. In terms of being absolutely organic, without chemicals of any kind or GMO interference and things of this nature, we are at a critical point in that particular problem, because cross-pollination, GMO plant puts out the same kinds of things in its blossoms that you find in organics. The little old bee don't know the difference a lot of the time. It'll take pollen from a GMO and introduce it to your plants. So you see the problem. Unless you specifically laboratory produce these things, you're not going to have anything that is absolutely provable organic. You have that problem. You cannot escape it in terms of growing your own garden. But so long as you're in certain areas, you can be like 99.9% okay. Anything that is 85 or 90% fully organic and non-GMO, in other words, it may have a chemical or two that ain't really good for you, but it's not something that's going to make your butthole fall out when you eat a tomato or something. You have to understand that the 0.1%, you can handle that. Your immune system will take care of that, believe it or not. When I eat GMO of any kind, my stomach goes on a rampage. One bite and I just, ooh, man, I shouldn't eat that. Those are a variety of tests. There are some critters that will come up to a GMO fruit or vegetable and sniff it, and they'll wander on. Even though they're hungry, they'll wander on. They know. They can sense it. we're going to have to get rid of Monsanto, the application of chemicals, and a whole bunch of other things. No-till farming should be a standard in this country so that we don't screw things up any worse than they already are, for starters. And that's real basic. You've got some 100,000 plus items that are going to be a problem. And there's no way I know of that you can fully, absolutely get totally clear of it. You can, however, put as much of a filter against it in your own right, in your own little garden, as possible. A greenhouse helps. Up here, there used to be a whole lot of bees when I first got here. Now there's not very many. I'm like, oh, well, maybe the colony collapse hit the beehive. Then I started noticing it wasn't just the bees that were pollinating. Wasps, hornets, birds, butterflies, all kind of pollinators. Well, lucky. The bee population is beginning to expand slowly. Over the last two summers, two summers ago, it was lean. You didn't see very many honeybees. The two summers ago, it started improving toward the end of the summer. I thought, well, that's good. This last summer, oh, man, a lot more of them. I thought, cool. And they're friendly. They're hospitable. They're not aggressive. So, you know, and they're doing the job. And we plant all the flowers and stuff we can to give them something to do, something to eat. There's another key. It's called variety. You have to have a variety of these different things because each different plant, in case you didn't notice, you don't derive all of your supplements from one plant. Neither can Mother Nature's critters that take care of the plants, even a rabbit that eats them. So you have to have a variety. And when you have the singular crop mentality, you screw up Mother Nature. Mother Nature has a diversity, and there's a reason for it. Next.
Well, that's about it, Drake, for this week.
Okay, well,
you say your
how
party
about
piece?
You're done. How about get her done?
Yes.
Let's go. Up the boat.
And why not? All right. Thanks for that, Drake. Thanks for your time.
Well,
and thanks for the listeners for tuning in. We'll be back next Thursday. I'd like to leave, because two of the admins got a mention tonight, I'm going to mention Gary Ehrlich. And on that note, my name's Thomas Williams. Thank you and good night.
Sad to say, it's time to go.